Last night, the Cardinals were able to tie a game after the Rockies picked up two runs, but when the Cardinals made it 2-2, the Rockies came back with two of their own. The Cardinals closed the gap to one, but the Rockies were able to score three more, and then the Cardinals didn't score until the ninth inning. And in Denver, Colorado beat the Cardinals 7-4.
It was not a clean game for the Cardinals. They made a couple of errors. They didn't pitch particularly well and only managed six hits, so really the Rockies beat them. Rockies' bottom part of their order came up with several hits, several key hits, to drive in runs.
Jordan Walker was able to extend his hitting streak to 10 to open his major league career for the 20-year-old, and it was Nolan Gorman who drove in a ninth inning run. He got rewarded for a line drive that found the gap.
Really good at bat for Nolan Gorman. Not a good start for Steven Matz. That's really where it begins. When the Cardinals got some runs, he would give them back in the next inning. Cardinals need to get better with their starting pitching.
So the Cardinals find themselves 1-3 on the road trip to Milwaukee and Denver, and tonight Miles Michaelis will try to get them back in the win column. We're on the air at 6:45. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.